Chapter 12. The Sad End of Henry Jekyll.
Now I was free. I could live a double life. Except for the unfortunate accident with the little girl, everything was perfect. I lived my respectable life, and Hyde lived his life in the house with the black door in Soho. But one morning, when I woke up, I was still in bed, dressed in my nightshirt, but I had turned into Hyde without taking the drug. Hyde was becoming stronger and stronger. I had to make a decision. I decided to live only my good life and renounce the other one. I managed to do this for 2 months, but in October, I gave in and took the drug again. After 2 months locked up, Hyde was especially evil when I liberated him. That is why he killed Sir Danvers Carew with such violence. I was almost happy about this murder. Surely Hyde could not come out now, because the police knew he was the killer of Carew. I thought that I was finally free of Edward Hyde. All went well until January. I was in Regent's Park, and again, without the drug, I suddenly became Hyde.
No!
From that moment on, I had to take more and more of the drug to become Jekyll again. But soon, it was finished. It was then that I sent for Lanyon. Now it is March, and I cannot stay in this cabinet any longer. I do not know how this will end. Will Hyde die on the scaffold? Or will he have the courage to end it all? In any case, this is the sad end of Henry Jekyll.